Today's daf is Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin. We are holding on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We are about five lines before the lines get very wide. So says the Gemara, Amrle Rabbanu Limaremar, continuing along the theme we were discussing at the very end of yesterday's daf about eating ginger and whether that's called achila at all, nafkamina, whether you're allowed to eat it on Yom Kippur, can you chew on it on Yom Kippur? So the Rabban said to Maremar, Kasnag Vila Biyom de Kippuri, Pater. If a person chews on ginger on Yom Kippur, he's Pater because it's not called eating at all, it's like chewing on wood. Vama Rava, Hai Hamalta da Asimi Be Handui, Sharia, Umvarchanel Abar Priyadama, but didn't we learn this hamalta that comes from behandui, which apparently is a food that's some sort of mixture of ginger and honey. So it's made with ginger in it. It's mutter, plus you make a bar priyadama. So what does it mean it's mutter? What does it mean? Sharia says Rashi, ein ba lo mishum bishulei nachrim, v'lo mishum giulei nachrim. It's not a problem of bishulakum, and it's not a problem taste of machalos asuros from the pots that the guy made it in. You're buying this from behandui. So these are non-Jews that you're buying it from. Their pots aren't kosher. But don't worry, you don't have to worry that the non-kosher taste from the food in their pots went into this dish. And you also don't have to worry about bishalakum. Why don't you have to worry? Let's start with the second one. Why don't you have to worry that the non-kosher taste of their pots went into this dish? So you don't have to worry about it because the assumption is that they would designate pots specifically to make this dish, because if they would use pots that they've used for other things, it would ruin the taste of the food. Why don't you have to worry about bishalakum? Because the halacha is that bishalakum, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, anything that's nechal, kamo shehu chai, anything that's edible, raw, is not going to be a problem of bishalakum. So since this ginger apparently is edible raw, that's why it's not a problem of bishalakum. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, how could you say you're allowed to chew ginger on Yom Kippur? Because it's not a food. What do you mean? We just said that it's not a problem of bishalakum when you cook it and make it into a food. Sounds like it's edible raw. If it's edible raw, that means it is a food. So answers the Gemara Lokasha, Harber Tivasa Habia Veshta. It depends if it's moist or if it's dry. When it's moist, it's a food. When it's dry, then it's not a food. Chavitz Kedera. What if you have Chavitz Kedera? Chavitz Kedera is some sort of mixture of flour, honey, and oil, Rashi says. V'chein Daisa. Or also if you have some sort of porridge made out of wheat that was never really crushed into flour. It was more like beaten wheat, but never really ground up completely into flour. Rav Yehuda Omer Shakolni Abdivaro. Rav Kana Omer Borim Minim Mizonos. Rav Yehuda says Bracha Sha'akol. Rav Kana says Bracha Mizonos. So B'daisa, great. When it's just regular Daisa, it's the porridge made out of the wheat. Everyone's going to say the bracha is Barim Minei Mizonos. Ki pligi b'daisa ke'ein chavetz kedera. The whole machlokas is, what if you make the daisa similar to how you make chavetz kedera? Meaning, you mix it with honey. You mix another ingredient into it. Rabbi Yehuda amar sha'akol sover duv she'ikr. Rabbi Yehuda will say, you make a sha'akol because the ikr is the honey, so therefore it's going to be a sha'akol. Rav Kana Barim Minei Mizonos sover smide ikr. And Rav Kana will say, no, it's Barim Minei Mizonos because the flour is the ikr part of it. Amar Rav Yosef, Kavasei Rav Kana Mistavra. It's most Mistavra to say, like Rav Kahana. Rav Kana said it's Bari Minei Mizonos. Why? To Rav Shmuel, Dami Travayu, because Rav and Shmuel both hold Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechamesh Saminim Mivarchal Bari Minei Mizonos. Anything that contains something from the Chamesh Saminim gets a bracha Bari Minei Mizonos. So that sounds like a very inclusive rule. Anytime you look at the ingredients and anywhere in it there's anything from the Chamesh Saminim, sounds like it would say you make a Bari Minei Mizonos. Tosfos of here points out, not so fast. He says, if the purpose of the flour there is not to give it any taste, but it's just to hold it together, then you would not, then einot sarich levarich bari minei mizonos. Then you don't need to make bari minei mizonos. Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilui Nashas points out, lishna kaitu madunakto einot sarich levarich, ha'af einot rashai levarich bari minei mizonos. Tavik imvarich ha'shkeidim bari minei mizonos, ha'im brach levatala. He says, not just you don't need to make bari minei mizonos, there's no such thing. You're not allowed to make Bari Minei Mizonos. It's not the appropriate bracha. That is the sugya of Twizzlers. What bracha do you make on Twizzlers? Meaning it does have some flour in there, but the flour is apparently, primarily to hold it together. So if you hold that it's there only to hold it together, then you would make a shakal on the Eved Varav. But if you hold that it's there for some other purpose also, that it gives some of the flavor into the Twizzlers, so then the halacha would be you'd make a bari minei mezonos. So that's why there's somewhat of a discussion in the poskim about that. Also, do we really say that anything that that has any of the chameshes minim in it, you'd make a bari minei mezonos? What about beer? Beer has chameshes minim. Do we make a bari minei mezonos on beer? So Tosos and Tamaru's daf on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph points out v'sheichar didan, our beer. Aval gav d'shami yeshman kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. Even though there might be a kazayis of a dagon b'chdei achilas pras, still you don't make a mezonos el shahakol. Why? What about kol sheyeshbo b'chamesh aminim barchon la bar minim mezonos? He says, no, beer is water flavored with grain, but it's not the real grain itself. And therefore, it would not be a bari minei mezonos. Va'od, mishum sheyesh bo iluy achrina b'pas. Furthermore, there's a better way to make this grain. The grain could have gotten to a higher level by becoming bread, and therefore the fact that it didn't and it was just used to make a drink is it would make it a shakal. Va'od, and this is perhaps the most interesting one, b'shtia omer shakal. Whenever you drink, when something is a drink, you only make a shakal. When something is not a food, you don't make a bar minei mezonos. So that's the question. What about schnapps? What about if a person has a single malt scotch? So you can make a bar minei mezonos, or you make a shakal. So according to that last line, it tells Shtia, anything that's shtia, you make shakal. All the Hasidic poskim discuss why is it that Hasidim have a minag that they make kiddush on a tiny amount of yayin sarif, a tiny amount of schnapps. After all, the halach is that you require a revius. So the Kazhuk Lover Gon, in an attempt to defend the minag of many Hasidim, Kazhuk Lover Gon says no, because there's a taz that when it comes to bracha achrona, the taz says that even though normally for a drink you would need a revius for bracha achrona, but when something is not really, when you're having schnapps, when something is, well, he doesn't say schnapps, but he says, when something is taken as a food, it's not really, you're not taking it as a drink, then the shear would be a kazayis. So the definition of a drink might be something that you drink because you're thirsty. But if you're drinking it not because you're thirsty, but because whatever people drink schnapps for, they want to get into a certain state of mind or whatever, but that's it's not because you're thirsty, then it would have a din of a food, and therefore the shear is not going to be a revius, the shear is going to be a kazayis. But Rav Shachter points out that, wait a second, if it has a din of a food, then the bracha should be bari minei, then the bracha should be bari minei mezonos. The bracha should not be shakal ni abed varo. And if the bracha is bari minei mezonos, l'chora, it also can't be chamar medina. Chamar medina means a drink that's a popular drink. So you, l'chora, you wouldn't be able to be yotzei kiddush with it for those other reasons. So yeah, you've solved the sheer problem, but you've created a whole host of other problems of using it for kiddush. So we leave the minig as a bit of a tzarech iyun. Okay, says the Gemara, Gufa, Rav Shmuel Damri Travai, Rav and Shmuel both hold, Kol Sheishba Mechamesh Taminin, Mvarchon Labar Minim Mizonos. Anything that has in it from the Chamesh Taminim, with two lines on the bottom, Lam Vavan Beis, anything that has in it from the Chamesh Taminim, you make a Bari Minim Mizonos. Vitmar Nami, Rav Shmuel Damri Travaiu, Kol Shahu Mechamesh Taminim, Mvarchon Labar Minim Mizonos. Anything that consists of the Chamesh Taminim, you make a Bari Minim Mizonos. Sounds like it's entirely made of Chamesh Taminim. So Tzricha, we need both statements of Rav and Shmuel. Diyash Minim Kol Shahu, if it just would have said anything that is Chamesh Saminim Hava Minim Shum Disei Be'enei, Al Yidei Tarav Aslov, I would say, when is it Bari Minim Mezonos? When the grains are intact. But when it's mixed in with other ingredients, I would think you would not make a Bari Minim Mezonos. Kamash Mlan, Kol Sheish Bo, that's why it comes to tell me, Kol Sheish Bo, anything that has in it, in the ingredients, Chamesh Saminim, you would still make Bari Minim Mezonos. V'yash Minim Kol Sheish Bo, Hava Minim Kol Sheish Bo, Chamesh Saminim in, Aval Orez V'dochen Lo, Mishum Dal Yidei Taroves. I would say anything that has an ingredient of Chamesh Saminim, you'd make a Bari Minim Mezonos, but if something has as one of its ingredients Orez V'dochen, Orez, Tosfos over here says that it's a rizo, rice, and docha and hainu meal, so whatever it is, these different foods, well, let's assume rice, let's just call it rice now. Anything that that has ingredients that contain rice, you would not make a barim name of zonos, avul isei beinei, but I would have been medayek that if you're having rice plain, name afilores docha, I'm working on a barim name of zonos, that you should make a barim name of zonos. Chamash v'lan, that's why Rav and Shmuel had to come and teach me, When is something intact going to be without any other ingredients? When is the item itself going to be burned in minim zonos? When it is one of the five grains. As opposed to oros v'dochen, even if you have just plain rice, it is not a bor minim zonos. So right away the Gemara asks, wait a second, that wasn't on my brachos chart in second grade. The oros v'dochen is not a bor minim zonos. V'atanya hevil fan of pas ores upas dochen mevarich lev tchil v'sov kim masa kedera. That if they bring to you rice bread, the halacha is you make a bracha on it the same way you would make a bracha on maisa kedera. So what's the bracha on maisa kedera? V'gabe maisa kedera. Tanya, and when it comes to Maisa Kedera is a dish made with one of the five grains. B'tchila mevarich alav borei minei mezonos, so b'sof mevarich alav bracha achas mein shalosh, a dish of one of the five grains cooked in a pot, you make a borei minei mezonos, and then the bracha achrona is ala michya. So how can you tell me that on rice, that when you eat rice and regular rice, that you don't make a borei minei mezonos? It says over here that you treat rice the same way you treat Maisa Kedera. And it says beferish that Maisa Kedera you make a borei minei mezonos and an ala michya. Answers the Gemara, k'maisa kedera v'lo k'maisa kedera. When we say that you treat rice k'maisa kedera, it means not exactly like Maisa Kedera, somewhat like Maisa Kedera. In what way is it like Maisa Kedera? K'maisa kedera d'mevarchan alav t'chil v'sof. It's like Maisa Kedera in that it gets a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. V'lo k'maisa kedera, but it's not like Maisa Kedera, d'ilu b'maisa kedera b'tchil v'bar minim zonos l'v'sof bracha achas men gimel, v'ilu hacha b'tchil v'varach lav shakal niya b'dvarul b'sof bar nifashal sarbas v'chasunon al kol ma shabara. It's not like Maisa Kedera in the sense that both the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona are different brachos. Maisa Kedera is a mezonos and an alamichya. Rice is a shahakol and a bar nifashos. So even though we said rice is like Maisa Kedera, we just meant it's like Maisa Kedera in that there is a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. Ask Rav Eliashiv. What's the chiddush that it's like Maisa Kedera that it gets a bracha rishon and bracha achrona? You know what else gets a bracha rishon and bracha achrona? Everything. So what's the chiddush? So he says maybe it's based on the Gemara later on, Mem Dalet and Beis. There are deos in the Gemara that vegetables, that yirakos, green vegetables, you don't have a bracha achrona on. So it comes to tell me that orez definitely needs a bracha achrona since it's maisa kedera. To lafuke, those shitos but assuming like those shitos that there are certain items that you don't get a bracha achrona, so it comes to tell me that orez is not one of those items. Still very shver. What's the havamina that this would be like yirakos? Why would you think orez would have a din of yirakos? And also, we have a braisa to comment about a machlokas amoraim, that there's going to be a shita in amoraim later on that we happen to reject, that you don't make a bracha achrona, we need a braisa to reject such a shita, a little bit difficult. Also, parenthetically over here, Tosus just happens to mention, this is the first time we mentioned the bracha bar nefashos, I think, in this masechta, so Tosus says, you should know the taitch of the words, you should know what the bracha bar nefashos means. So Tosus on the top says, I'll tell you what bar nefashos means. Bar nefashos rabos v'chasronan kimo lechem u'mayim shi'ef shabloheim. What does it mean that Hashem created he has fulfilled the chasronos that we have? I mean, chesrona means the things that we need to get by, that we need to live. So that is water, that's bread. Ve'al kol mashabara lachios b'em nefsh kol chai. That comes to include kolomar al kol mashabiyolam. Shegamim lo barim yicholin olam lachios. That comes to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the things that He created that we could have really lived without, but just make our lives a little more pleasant. Yicholin lachios below him. Shelo barim kiim letanu b'yalma. That Hashem created them just so we could enjoy lives. Oh, tapuchim, like tapuchim. I don't know of all the things to give such an example, but he gives the example of a tapuach. What is a tapuach? So modern Hebrew tapuach is an apple, but it's been pointed out that in Mishnaic Hebrew, when the Mishnah talks about tapuach, it's a citrus fruit. That's what Rav Shechter points out. Probably when the Gemara says, when the Tosas says, and the Rishonim say, that when you make charoses, it's supposed to be with tapuach. That's one of the things that, because tachas ha-tapuach is a zecher to how the women used to wait tachas ha-tapuach. Well, in Talmudic Hebrew, tapuach is not an apple. So the minhag Yisrael is probably incorrect. It's probably not exact. We all put apples in. Probably you should put some sort of citrus fruit, an orange or something like that. But anyway, that's the taich of the bracha of bar nefashos. Says Gemara Vayter, va'orez lav ma'isa kedeiruhu. Wait a second. Is orez not ma'isa kedeiruhu? Meaning we're saying that orez does not have the same halachos as ma'isa kedeira. Va'atanya, but we have a brisa elu hein ma'isa kedeira. The following things are the definition of ma'isa kedeira. Chilka targi sola zariz va'arsan ve'orez. Whatever the rest of them are, different cuts of grain sliced in this many portions and that many portions. But bottom line is orez is on the list of things that is ma'isa kedeira. So how can you say that orez is not like ma'isa kedeira? In that ma'isa kedeira is bar minim zonos and alamichya. Orez is shahakol and bar nefashos. Orez is part of the definition of ma'isa kedeira. Says the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Hui. We're assuming like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Detani Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer Orez min dagan hu. Meaning the one that says that Orez is ma'isa kedeira is assuming like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who thinks that Orez is one of the grains, that Orez counts as a grain, and therefore v'chayav nachimutzo kares. A lot of nafkaminis la'alacha. If you count something as a grain, it means if you eat it on Pesach after it's been machmitz, you're chayav kares. If you make rice matzah, you're yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Avul Rabbanan lo, but the Rabbanan will say it's not a grain, and if it's not a grain, it's also not Maisa Kedera, and you wouldn't make a Bore Mine Mizonos. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Rabbi Yasha points out brilliantly, there's a Tosus Mesechus Menachos of Samach Teson Beis that has a suffix about Chitim Shlemim Shenimtsu B'mei Tarnagol V'nispash Luimo. Let's say you take full grains, full kernels of wheat that you find inside the stomach of a chicken, meaning the chicken had swallowed them whole. You find full kernels of wheat and you make something out of it. Do you have to worry mishum chametz? Is it a problem of chametz on Pesach? That's the suffix Tos says. Do you say that that the food found inside the tarnagol is misachal maher upakabine toras ochel, that it's been digested and it loses the status of food? Or do you say that that's not true if you find chit and shlemos? Maybe chit and shlemos are very kasha, they're very hard, and therefore they're not considered to be digested. So long as they're still shlemos, they could still function as regular wheat. So Rav Yashu points out that suffix of Tosos is difficult to understand. Even if you say that it's considered to be equal, that it's considered to be digested, but it's roi lachila, meaning it looks like a regular piece of grain. It has the same koach hachimutz of any other piece of grain. If the metzias is that you see that they're chitim shlemos, the metzias is that you see that it could be machmitz. So what's the havamina not to be chayiv mishum chametz? So he says, based on Rabbi Yochanan Menuri in our Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says, Orez min daganhu. L'chora, why does Rabbi Yochanan Menuri have to say that line, that it's min daganhu? What does he say? Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Omer, Orez min daganhu, v'chayav nachimutz akarois, v'adim yasei v'yidei chavasa b'pesach. So what was min dagan adding? Once you already say that orez yichayiv on chametz kares, l'chora l'chiyiv chametz and the to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, the ikar is whether it's bali dechimutz or not bali dechimutz. Why does he have to say that in order to be chayiv mishum chametz and yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be min dagan? So he says apparently what's muchach from this is that in order to be chayiv on Pesach mishum chametz or yotzei mishum matzah, it's not enough that b'metziyutz it's machmitz. It's not enough that the metziyutz is that it could be machmitz. Apparently, it has to also have a shame dagan. It has to be min dagan. And if it's not min dagan, even though the metziyutz is that it's machmitz, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it on Pesach. You can't be chayiv for chametz with it on Pesach. And that's because we learn min dagan, we learn from lechem that it says by Birch Samazan, Eretz Asher lo b'miskenos tochal b'lechem, Eretz chitu sa'ora. So, or maybe it's halach l'moshim Sinai that you need min dagan. So he says, now that's Tosis Safek. Do you say that these whole kernels of wheat that you find inside the Tarnagolas, yeah, b'mitzius, it definitely acts as grain. But maybe because it's been swallowed by an animal already, it's no longer a min dagan. And once it loses that status of min dagan, the mitzius doesn't matter anymore. It still wouldn't be included. Okay, that's how we use this Gemara to explain a Tosis and Menachos, the tremendous Pekias. For Rabbanan lo, so frankly, Gemara, wait a second. The Rabbanan would hold that you don't make a bari minei mizonos on rice, vatanya kosis is a chitam baruch lo bar pri adama. If a person chews on wheat, you make a bracha bar pri adama. What bracha achrona do you make? So Tosfos has a long discussion over here. You chew on wheat, do you make a bar pri adama? What bracha achrona? He says miu bala achrav yeshu saveg mai mivarchin im mivarchin al mikhi val kalkala umesayim al adama val pri adama. Should you make an al mikhi and then finish off the al mikhi with al adama val pri adama? Lo ashken brichas al mikhi val kalkala elayich the baruch lo bereisha kol demechilu barim nimizon. We never have that anywhere. We never find alamichya on something like this, on one of the chameshes minim where you didn't make a mezonos at first, right? So he says, Rabbeinu Tam yigiyah b'machzor shlo al adama v'al pri adama. Rabbeinu Tam, in his siddur, he wrote in the by alamichya al adama v'al pri adama, in case you had raw wheat, if you chewed on raw wheat. But then he says, v'chazer bo, d'lashchon b'shum makom hach bracha. But then Rabbeinu Tam erased it from his siddur. He changed his mind. He said, because whoever heard of such a bracha? We never heard of such a bracha. And he says, "Midkamer hachala." He says, "Tos says a little bit weiter." Midkamer hachah hakoses alachit esachita mvarch barpri adam v'kamer behedya tafno v'afol pas ad im ena prusus kemes betchil mvarch barim mizonos b'sof brach achas mein shalosh umidlok tani hachah gabi koses achita mvarch lach brach achas mein shalosh shemar minot because lach brach achas mein shalosh. Tos says a raya that there's no alamichya on this is that later the Gemara is going to talk about if you grind it and make it wheat, how much of it is still intact, and then it's going to say that you make a bracha achas mein shalosh. It doesn't say that you make a bracha achas mein shalosh over here. Maybe from the fact that whenever the Gemara wants me to make an alamichya, it tells me to make an alamichya, and it didn't tell me over here. Maybe that's a raya that there is no alamichya over here. But anyway, that's not the reason we're quoting this brisa for the case of kosis chita. We're quoting this brisa for other reasons. Let's see weiter. Tafna afal bishla, if you grind it up, you bake it, and then you cook it. So bizman shaprusos kayamos, if you still have pieces of grain that are still there, b'tchilim varchla hamotzilach menaretz l'psof varchla gimel brachos. So then it's hamotzi and benching. Imena prusos kayamos, if the pieces of grain are not still evident there, they're not still clearly recognizable, b'tchilim varchla bar mine mezonos l'psof varchla bracha achas mein shalosh. Then it would be a mezonos and alamichya. Well, okay, all that is about if you chew wheat. Hakose says ha'orez, if a person chews rice, mevarich alav bar pri adama, you make a bar pri adama. Tachno afo bishlo, if you grind it up, you bake it, and you cook it, afal pisha prusus kayamos, even though you could still see the grains of rice, b'tchila mevarich alav bar mine mezonos, l'b'sof mevarich alav, bracha achas mein shalosh. So you would make a bar mine mezonos, and an alamichya. So who's the author of that brisa? Money. Ilem Rabbi Yochum min Nuri hi, damar oriz min dagan hu, hamotzilach min aratzu shalosh brachos boi bruchei. If that brisa was Rabbi Yochum min Nuri, he holds that rice is one of the grains, then why is it only a mezonos and an alamichya? It should be hamotzi. If the just like the other grains we said, just like chita we said, that if it's prusos kayamos, it's hamotzi, then the rice also should have been hamotzi when it's still prusos kayamos. So who must the author be? Elav Rabbanan hi. You see, the author of that brisa must be the Rabbanan. And what bracha do the Rabbanan say you make on rice? And therefore it's a tiyufta on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel said that you don't make a bari mine mizonos on rice. That is a tiyufta. So says Tosos, tiyufta to Rav and Shmuel, ba'orez. Says the tiyufta on Rav and Shmuel is only by orez, but not by dochen. But clearly the tiyufta is on orez, that you would make a bari mine mizonos on orez. Okay, weiter. Amar mar. We happen to have just mentioned that if a person chews on wheat, you make a bar pri adama. Don't we have another brach that says that if you chew on wheat, the bracha should be bori mine zra'im? Lo kasha, harab yudav harabanan. No, that goes back to the machlokas in our Mishnah on green vegetables. Do you make a bori pri adama or bori mine disha'im? Meaning, how specific do you have to get by brachas? So maybe that's going like Rabbi Yudah. Well, that you have to get very specific. Ditnan val yirakos omer bori pri adama, Rabbi Yudah omer bori mine disha'im. So maybe if you held like Rabbi Yudah, yeah, then there's a bracha of bori mine zra'im. But we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't make a bori mine disha'im on yirakos, and therefore we don't make a bori mine zra'im when we're kosei schlita. Amarmar. Hakosis is ha'oriz mevarach lebar pri adama. If you chew rice, raw rice, you make a bar pri adama. Tachna afal bishla afal pichar prus kayamus bitchilim mevarach lebar min amizonos lubusof barachachas mein shalosh. But if you grind it up and you bake it and you cook it, even if you could still recognize the grains of rice in the dish, still you'd make a bar min amizonos and an alamichya. I vatanya lubusof lo klum. Wait a second. It's right. We were all thinking the kasha 5 lines ago when we had a tiyuf to the Rav Shmuel. We said, "Oh, it's a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel said you don't make a mizonos on rice." So we see that no, not like Rav and Shmuel. You make we pass them like that brisa that you make a mizonos and an alamichya. So we're all thinking, wait a second. We don't make alamichya on rice. So the Gemara says, wait, how can you say that you make an alamichya on rice? Vatanya, we have another brisa. Lubusof lo klum. There is no bracha achron on rice. There is no bracha achron on rice. What do you mean? Says we just said that maybe there's one shita that Yerukos is no bracha achrona. Rashi says no. Velo klum doesn't mean no bracha achrona. Kolomar ein ta'un mibirchus peros eretz Yisrael velo klum. Elabori nefashos rabos kikol midi delesim shivas haminim. Meaning it doesn't get a special bracha achrona like the shivas haminim would get, but it gets a regular bracha achrona. It gets the bori nefashos bracha achrona that you would still have. So Amar Rav Shesha, but bottom line is, how can we say that when you eat rice, it's an alamichya? Don't we have a brisa that says when you eat rice, it's v'lo klum, which means bari nefashos? Amar Rav Shesha's lo kasha, haram gumliel harabanan. So Rav Shesha says, that's a machlokas tanaim. Titania, zeaklal. Anything that's from the Shivas Haminim, Ram Gamliel says, you bench on, the Chamas say, you only make an Alamichya on. Umaisan, there was a story once, Ram Gamliel, Vazakanim Shem Subin Valia Biyaricho, Ram Gamliel and Zakanim were eating together in an attic in Yericho somewhere, the Yavil of name Kosvos Va'achlu, and they brought them dates and they ate them. Right? The Rashi says, Kosvos Haim Tamarim. So they brought them dates, and they were eating dates. Dates is one of the Shivas Haminim. So V'nasan Rav Gamliel Rishus Rabbi Akiva Levarich. Rav Gamliel told Rabbi Akiva, would you like to lead us in benching? Remember, Rav Gamliel holds you have to bench. You need to bench. So Kafat Zubirik Rabbi Akiva Brachach Zmein Shalosh. Rabbi Akiva says, sure! And he made an Alamichya. Quickly. So that's why it says Dafka Kafats, right? Rav Yashin points out, he said Kafats because he knew if he didn't say it quickly, Ram Gamliel would stop him. So he had to quickly, if he would just say Baruch Atah, Ram Gamliel would say, wait, you mean Rabbi Sain of Areich? We have to be Mizamein. So he quickly said, Baruch Atah Hashem. As soon as he said Hashem's name, Ram Gamliel couldn't stop him anymore. It was too late. So he quickly jumped in to say the Baruch Achas Mein Shalosh. So Amalei Ram Gamliel, Akiva, Masayat HaMachnas Rosh Chabena Machlokas. He says, Akiva, what are you getting involved in this Machlokas for? And particularly on the other side against me, right? Why are you pasuk? Why are you not benching? So Amalei Rabbeinu, Afal Pisha Tomerkein Vechaverecha Omerkein Matan Rabbeinu Yachvra Malach Karan. That even though you say one way and your friends say the other way, but we know that the halacha is Yachvra Malach Karan. So I have to pasuk like the majority opinion, and you're not the majority, and therefore I had to make an alamichya. I couldn't bench. Now the Rashash points out. Brilliantly, the Rashash says, wait a second, whenever we say the Chaverov, who are these people that always ate together? It was, right, what was the group? Rav Gamliel and the Zakenim, Shei Mesubin Ba'aliyah. So Rashash writes, Ba'Zakenim Nichlalu, whenever we find these Zakenim, we know who this group is, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, right? We find that, he says, if you look in Maisha Sheni Parakei Mishnah Tess, you'll see that's who the Zakenim are. So Lechori says, it's a Pella. Rabbi Yeshua was Rav Gamliel's Rebbe, was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. So how could Rabbi Akiva bench right in front of his Rebbe? His Rebbe wasn't asked to bench. How could he bench when his Rebbe wasn't? He's going to be kafatz. And furthermore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. And there's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'kidashto, you have to be mechabit a Kohen. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is a Kohen, how could they not be mechabit Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to bench? So says Rashash, maybe Rav Gamliel thought that Rabbi Akiva would be the only one that would paskin like him. So he thought Rabbi Akiva would be on his side. That's what Tosfos writes over here. He thought Rabbi Akiva would follow him. He thought he'd bench. Little did he know, Rabbi Akiva wasn't going to follow him. But that's why he jumped over the Kohen and went to Rabbi Akiva to lead the benching. That's one important ha'ara. Another very interesting ha'ara over here is Maritz Chayes over here. He says, if you look in the Tosefta, Tosefta has a little bit of a different lashon. Sounds like it's saying the same thing, but it's not. Tosefta says, Rabbeinu, Rabbim Lahatos. Not halacha karabim, Achri Rabbim Lahatos. Says Maritz Chayis, that's not just two ways of saying the same thing. Bekavana the Chachmei Talmud changed the way it says in the Tosefta. And they said Yachid Rabbim Alach Karam, because there's a chiluk godol between Achri Rabbim Lahatos. Achri Rabbim Lahatos is on, and Halacha Karam. Achri Rabbim Lahatos is when a group of Rabbanim discuss a matter and they take a vote and the majority paskins one way. After discussion, after the majority got to hear the opinion of the minority, then we say Achri Rabbim Lahatos. A Beis Din works with Achri Rabbim Lahatos, not with Yachid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. Right? In order to give a Psak Din, when you need a Sanhedrin, let's say, of 23 judges, you need the Psak of 23 judges. If it's just Yachid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim, it's 15 versus 8, and you're just passing like the 15 because they hold against the 8, you only have a Psak of 15 judges. Only because of Achri Rabbim Lahatos that we say, no, the whole Beis Din, it's as if they were all involved in the discussion and they came out with the majority of them holding a certain way, then you got the psak from the entire Beis Din. Achri Rabbim Lahatos is very different than Yachid V'Rabim. And that's what Maritz Chayis, he just mentions it for a brief line, you have to know what he's talking about. He says, Ayin B'Shalos Tshuvas Maral Bach B'Kuntras HaSmicha. What's he talking about? 500 years ago they tried to reinstitute the Smicha. So the Rabbanim and Tzvat got together and they said there is a Rabbim in the Parish of Mishnah Sanhedrin that says that you could reinstitute Smicha if all the Rabbanim get together and decide to give somebody smicha, they can give somebody smicha. So Rabbanim Tzvat said, we all get together, we agree, we're going to give somebody smicha. So they started giving smicha. The Beis Yosef had smicha, the Alshech had smicha, certain great gedolim had this smicha. So the Rabbanim Yerushalayim said, wait a second, you never consulted us. You never spoke to us. How could you reinstitute smicha? You want to say Achri Rabbim Lahatos that you're the majority of the Rabbanim and the Rabbanim Yerushalayim are only the minority. So anyway, you count as all the Rabbanim. No, Achri Rabbim Lahatos is only when we discussed it. You never consulted with us, and now it's too late. And that was a whole back and forth between Mari Bei Rav, Maral Bach, whether that smicha was a valid smicha or wasn't a valid smicha. That's based on this ha'ara of the Maritz Chayis, the definition of Achri Rabbim Lahatos. Anyway, we're still in the middle of this brisa. Bottom line of Lam Zayin Amar Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shu Mishivas Haminim Velo Min Daganhu, anything that's one of the Shivas Haminim and is not a grain, O Min Dagan Velo Aso Pas, or is a grain that you didn't make into bread, Rabbi Gamliel Lomar Shalosh Brachas V'Chamim Lomar Bracha Achas. Rabbi Gamliel says you make, you bench, the Chamim say Bracha Achas. Kol she'eino lo mishivas aminim v'lo min dagan, anything that's neither the shivas aminim nor a grain, kigon, pas, this is why we're quoting the whole thing, kigon, pas, orez, v'dochen, Rav Gamliel lo brachachas mein shalosh, v'cham rom v'lo klum. Rav Gamliel says, it's brachachas mein shalosh, it's not a michya, v'cham say it's bar nefashos, it's v'lo klum, which we consider bar nefashos. So what was the kasha we asked? We started off by saying, how could you say that on rice, we make a bari minei mizonos and an alamichya. Don't we have a brice that says that on rice it's velo klum, that on rice you don't make an alamichya, you make a bari nefashos? So the answer is, it's a machlok from Gamliel and the Rabbanan. So when we say that you make a bracha achas mein shalosh, that's assuming like Rabban Gamliel. But the chachamim hold that the bracha achrona on rice is velo klum. So we had a tiyufta on Rav and Shmuel who said that the bracha rishona on rice is not mizonos, so therefore we pass on the bracha rishona is mizonos, but the bracha achrona, the chachamim, is the majority opinion, is velo klum, it's a bari nefashos. And that's why rice doesn't get an alamichya. So now we're back to understanding like we understood before we started the daf. Okay, so says Gemara, b'mayu kimta, k'Rav Gamliel. So we said this is going like Rav Gamliel, meaning that brisa that says that you make a bracha of bracha achas mein shalosh was going like Rav Gamliel. Eima seifa deresha, but the seifa of the resha over there said, imeina prusos kayamos, and Amar Aleph, we said that if the prusos are not there, if the kernels of grain are not recognizable. Right, that was talking about when it's wheat. If you have wheat that you had ground up and baked and cooked, and you can and you can no longer identify the little pieces of wheat, you would make a mizonos and an alamichya. So money, who's the author of that? Iram Gamliel, Hashta Akosos Vadaisa Amram Gamliel Gimel Brachos, Imenim Prusus Kayamus Mibai. Wait a second, Gamliel holds that even on Daisos, that even on a porridge you'd bench. So Eina Prusus Kayamos, you need to tell me that you'd bench. Of course you would bench. Elipshita, right, it wouldn't be an Alamithya. You should bench. Elipshita Rabbanan. So it must be that it's assuming like the Rabbanan. But Ihachi Kashat Rabbanan Ad Rabbanan. But wait a second, then it's a Stira and the Rabbanan. Because now we're saying that the Braisa that told us that the bracha achrona on rice is an alamichya is also going like the Rabbanan. But we have another Braisa that told us bracha achrona on rice is bar nefashos, and that's going like the Rabbanan. So it's a stira in the Rabbanan. Eliyolim Rabbanan. Utnigabe orez lubsof einum varech velo klom. Now, that original Braisa that said you make an alamichya on rice is going like the Rabbanan, except you have to take out that line where it says that you make an alamichya on rice. Change that line to that on rice, the bracha achrona is velo klom. The bracha achrona is a bar nefashos, but it is not an alamichya. Now, okay, yeah, vaitu in the Gemara now. So, it's the two dots. Amarava, hi riata dechakloi, the mafshi be kimcha, mavarech barim name is Omos. If you have riata dechakloi, what is that? Says Rashi, chavitz kedera dechakloi that bnei kfar make, that villagers make. This dish that villagers make, where it's made with flour and other ingredients. So the mevarich barim mizonos. You have put a lot of flour in it. You make a mizonos. My taima to smi the ikar. We assume the flour is the primary ingredient, so it's a mizonos. De machuza de lo mafshi bekimcha. But if it's not the ones the villager makes, it's the one that the big city people make, where they tend not to put in so much flour. Mevarich lav shakol niab devaro. Then you make a shakol. My taima. Because the honey is the ikr, the flour is not the ikr. Then Rava changed his mind and he said, nah, idi barim ne mizonos. Even when the honey is the ikr, you would still make a barim ne mizonos. Rav Shmuel Dar Mitavayu, kol sheyesh bo, mechamesh samin, varach la barim ne mizonos. Because we go back to that statement that anything that has in it ingredients of chamesh saminim, you make a barim ne mizonos, even if those chamesh saminim ingredients are not the primary ingredients. Amrav Yosef, hay chavitza, this chavitza, Rashi says, ke'en shlanaikuk shemfarim b'toch ilfas lechem. Sometimes you take bread and you crumble it up into some type of dish. Dis be perurin kazayis. If there are crumbs of bread that are the size of a kazayis, meaning when a chalakugel or something like that, I'm not sure exactly what this is, but something like that. Something that you take actual bread and you have pieces of it, chunks that are a kazayis. B'tchilim mevarek lov ha-motzi lechem n'aretz, l'b'sochim mevarek lov shalosh brachos. So then it's hamotzi and it's benching. The less be perurin kazayis, but if the pieces of bread are less than the size of kazayis, b'tchilim mevarek lov barmi mezonos, l'b'sof brach achos mein shalosh. Then the bracha rishon is mezonos, the bracha achrona is alamichya. Amar Rav Yosef mina aminila. Rav Yosef says, where do I know this from? Titania haya omer umakr of menachos bi Yerushalayim. If a person is bringing a carbon mincha in Yerushalayim, omer baruch shechiyanu v'kimon v'gyanu l'zman hazeh. First of all, you should make a shechiyanu. That's not the reason why we're quoting this brisa, but once we mention that line, who makes the shechiyanu when a carbon mincha is brought? Look at Rashi. Hayisrael omer umakrav menachos v'nasan l'koyin akriva omer baruch shechiyanu imlohev menachos ayamim rabim. If Yisrael is omer while he has given his mincha to a kohen and the kohen is bringing it for him, Rashi sounds like he's saying the Yisrael should make the shechiyanu if he hasn't brought the carbon in a long time. Says Tosos here omer umakrav menachos pirush Rashi balabayis hamisnadev mincha v'doch agadol hu daya omer umakrav but he says that's very strange because omer makriv sounds like we're not talking about the Yisrael who donated it. Sounds like we're talking about the kohen who's being makrivit. And the very next words are going to be, and then if he takes them and eats them, well, who's he? That's got to be the kohen. Mashma da kohen kai v'nir b'kohen omer makriv rishon b'mishmarta v'chafta al mishmaros hayi v'kol shabbos mischadashos mishmar acheres imkain kol mishmar ein mishmaros al beis pam ein mishmaros al beis pam b'shana. He says, well, Mishmar, if you think about it, there were 24 Mishmaros. A Mishmar would only go twice a year. So the first coming to be Makriv, and that Mishmar would make a Shechiyanu on behalf of the Mishmar. It's something that comes Mizman al-Zman. It has a specific time. It happens only rarely, twice a year. So then you would make a Shechiyanu. There's no Din by Shechiyanu that has to be once a year, Dafka. It's something that comes Mizman al-Zman and doesn't come frequently. So you make a Shechiyanu, that's what it is. It's the coin making Shechiyanu. But that's not why we quoted this. brisa. Weiter in the brisa, not on the achlan, if he then takes some of that korban mincha to eat it, mevarich hamotzi lechem min haaretz. He makes hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So what's the chiddush? V'tani Allah v'kulan posos on kezayis. That these are things that you have crumbled up into the size of a kezayis. So he says, where do I get my idea that if you crumble up pieces of bread, sisa is a requirement for korban mincha. Remember from menachos, you need to crumble up the mincha. So if you crumble it up, and we say that you're supposed to crumble it up and make sure you leave pieces that are the size of kezayis even after they're crumbled. Why? Because you make hamotzi. You need to make hamotzi. So it's the two. You only make hamotzi if there are pieces the size of kezayis. This is exactly where I got my shita, says Rav Yosef. Amar Abai, so Abai says El Meat Al Tana Debei Rav Shmuel Damar Porchanach Machzinu LeSiltan Hachnam Dlobay Bruchei Matzalech Menaret. According to the Tana Debei Rav Shmuel, that you really crumble it up, that you don't make it a kezayis. You crumble it real good. You make it look like flour again. So you're going to say that you don't make hamotzi because you just said that when you crumble it smaller than a kezayis, you don't make hamotzi. And if you're going to say, yeah, in a chinami, the Tana Debei Rav Shmuel will hold you don't make a motzi. No, vatanya, lakad mikulan kezayis va'achlan. If you gather together a kezayis of the crushed up mincha and you eat it, im chametsu enosh kares. If it's chametz, you're going to be chayv kares. V'matzuhu, and if it's matzah, but by the way, Tosis points out, lakat mikulim pirush Rashi dekaya menachos lo nihira dimkein hechi dechamer dim chametzu harmina kol menachos bals matzah. Menachos are matzah. It's not chametz. What do you mean im chametzu enosh kares? Okay, we'll leave that aside for now. V'matzuhu, and if it's matzah, adam yotzi ba'yidei chavasa b'pesach, then you could be yotzi yichiv of matzah. So what, you're going to tell me I'm yotzi mechiv of matzah with the bar minei mezonos? No, it's got to be hamotzi. So how can you say that when you that anything that's smaller than the size of a kezayis, it's a crushed up smaller than the size of a kezayis, is not going to be amotzi anymore. But you see, Tana Debei Rav Shmuel holds they would be poses the mincha to lessen the size of kezayis, and he must have held that they made hamotzi because he held you could be yotzi matzah with it. And so hachamayaskinan b'she'irsan. So says Gemara, no. Over here we're talking about a case Bisha Irsan, where you mixed it in with other ingredients as well. Ihachi emasev v'ushachlan b'kadeachilus pras v'bi irsan haisha achlan shachlomi b'ilei. If it was the case Bisha Irsan, it shouldn't be v'sha'achlan. I'm sorry, Bisha Irsan means now you mixed it together with other things. You reformulated it. Meaning, even though you originally crushed it up, you reformed it into one big piece. So he says, well, wait a second. If you reformed it into one big piece, instead of saying sha'achlan, you ate them, sounds like you ate a bunch of little pieces. Sha'achlomi ba'ilech, say you ate it, the one big piece. Now we must be talking about where you did not reconstitute it. We said that it's considered lechem. Why is it considered lechem? You crushed up into small pieces. No, you crushed up part of it that came from a larger loaf into smaller pieces. But since it's bami lechem gadol, it would still require a hamotzi. So you'd still be yotzei yuchiv. So my havi Allah, how do we paskin at the end of the day? Amr Rav Sheshes, Hay Chavitza Avagav Delespe Pirun Kazayis Mbarach Lavot Lech Menarets. Rav Sheshes says that even though it doesn't have Pirun and Kazayis, even though it does not have crumbs the size of Kazayis, you'd still make Hamotzi. Amr Rava That's only if it has tsuras hapas. So basically, if you have a food that is crushed, that is bread, that was bread, and then was broken down into smaller pieces that are less than a kezayis, as long as it still has tsuras hapas, you would still make hamotzi. This is the major discussion about croutons, not the little yellow soup mandels. Croutons, the real croutons that you would have in a Caesar salad or something. So is that a hamotzi? So l'chora, less than a kezayis, each one is definitely less than a kezayis, but the Gemara Pasan says that kezayis is still a hamotzi. But at the same time, you would still need tsuras hapas. Is this tsuras hapas? Well, it's toast tsuras hapas? L'chora, it's toasted little pieces of bread. If it ever had the tsuras hapas, if it was ever made that way originally, and then it was just toasted to be croutons, l'chora would be hamotzi. I don't see why anyone would not make hamotzi. Some people would wash and then have a roll, and that's, you know, not just stam, a modern day chumrah. This is all over Tosfos and through this parak. So, yeah, just have it b'toch hasuda. Tosfos writes on the bottom, that tov lahakmil gama b'toch hasuda lakbir samotzi. Right, you know, whenever you're not sure, just have a b'toch hasuda, and then you're gonna cover yourself. So that's what some people might do. But l'chora, it's not even I don't even understand what the suffix would be. It seems like it's pashur amotzi. That's what it would seem to me. But anyway, another major issue that the Achronim discuss over here, parenthetical issue. I shouldn't say minor. Parenthetical to our discussion is we said that if the Kohen is Omer Makrav Menachos, so where is he? He's in the Azar, he's bring Korban Mincha, and he wants to be Yotzei his mitzvah of matzah, he can gather together all the pieces and be Yotzei mitzvah of matzah with the pieces of the Korban Mincha. Asks for Tzipes of Frank and Makrei Kodesh, Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Aleph, and Rav Yashvesi, he also discusses it. The mitzvah of matzah requires Haseba. In the Azara, in Yeshiva Bazara, al Malchus Beit David Bulvad. No one's allowed to sit in the Azara except for the Malchus Beit David. How are you Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah if you can't be Mesav? So he says, Tosus in Yuma, Rav Yashu points out, Tosus in Yuma is done whether Achilus Kachim in the Azara is mutter for a Kohen to sit since it's Lutzorach the Avoda when he eats Kachim. So if you say like that, Shita, that for Achilus Kachim you're allowed to sit, then the Kasha doesn't begin. Furthermore, there is a Chiddush of the Tzlach that our whole discussion of being Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah is only by Pesach Sheni, it's not Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, there's no din of a Seba, you wouldn't require a Seba. Where does he get this idea that it's Pesach Sheni? He says it can't be Pesach Rishon. How could you be Yotze Pesach Rishon with Psisei Mincha? Matzah needs to be something that you could eat B'chol Moshavos, anywhere that you want. In Pesach Lan Vavam Beis, it says that. Korban Mincha, you can't eat just wherever you want. It has to be in the Migdash. In Pesach over there in Amad Aleph, Lan Vavam Aleph, there's Machlokes Tanaim, what Lechem Oni means. If it comes to be Matzah Ashi, Matzah Ashira means that there's oil in it and it's not just water and flour. Guess what? Korban Mincha, there's oil in it. Matzah needs to be Necheles Kol Shiva, something that you can eat for all 7 days of Pesach. You can't eat a Korban Mincha for 7 days. It's already over Zmano. It's already going to be past the Zman of Achila for the Korban Mincha. It can't be that we're talking about the mitzvah of Matzah on the first day of Pesach. Says the Tzlach, it has to be that we're talking about Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni doesn't have all these requirements of Matzah. It's not Lechem Shonim Alav Devarim Harbe, and therefore you don't have the other requirements of Lechem Oni. And that answers this other kasha from C. Pesach Frank as well.